morning. Welcome to the Beach Business Breakfast Podcast Show. This morning's guest, Nathan. How are you, Nathan?
Very well, thanks, Dave.
Excellent. So just a reminder, Beach Business Breakfast, third Thursday of every month, 7:30 to 8:30. $10 gets you informal networking with business people like Nathan, myself, Debbie, who was just here doing rock and roll dance. So, yeah, hope everyone can get involved. So we're going to talk to Nathan about his firm Funder and their new Get Accounts Paid products, but first we'll just have a little bit of find a bit more about Nathan. So Nathan, you were born and bred in Tasmania, I believe.
Certainly, yeah.
Yep. And Launceston?
Was Launceston? In Launceston,
yeah. When did you escape from there?
25 years ago.
Okay, excellent. And where did you go when you left there?
I spent a lot of time up in the Hunter Valley, in heavy equipment mining.
Yep. So you did a trade in?
I was a heavy vehicle technician, yeah.
Okay. Excellent, so fixing big dump trucks and stuff.
Big mining equipment, worked for Caterpillar.
Okay.
And then went on to work for one of Australia's largest mining and construction companies.
Okay.
As their maintenance superintendent.
Yep, and then you ran your own business for a while and doing that?
Yeah, ran my own heavy equipment maintenance business for about 10 years.
Yep.
And it's now passed on to another family member.
Okay. And then you got into Funder.
Yeah, it was a bit of a journey into Funder. It was real estate that got us into that,
yep.
And then finance, working out the complexities of that, we decided that we could offer a product that would suit a lot of people, so
yep.
My business partner and I, Mark, built Funder.
Yep. So just tell us a bit about Funder, about what it does and how it works.
Funder basically has got three main products. One is consumer lending,
yep.
For point of sale, retail, to assist retailers sell their products.
Yep.
The other is business cash flow finance, and then we have our trade account, which is our latest product, the Gap account.
Yeah. So just with the point of sale, a punter comes into a shop and either can't afford to pay cash or doesn't want to pay credit, they can take out a loan.
Generally, it doesn't really come down to affording, it's more about convenience.
Yep.
It's no different to Harvey Norman and the way they do it.
Yeah.
You know, everyone wants their big screen TV and just pay for it each week.
Yeah.
We've got similar products to them, interest-free, all the sort of incentivized products.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, we're just getting a big price, breaking it down into little spots.
Yep.
So it's more manageable for people's budget.
Yeah. Ideally the retailer sells a lot more product that way.
Makes it a lot easier for them to convert their sales. Yep. So they're not asking for such a large
amount.
Price. So we're breaking down that price barrier into manageable pieces.
Yeah. No, that's fantastic. So with Funder Gap, tell us a bit about that. That's a new one.
Yeah, so Funder Gap is Get Accounts Paid. Basically, with my long history of various different businesses that we've had and managed, we understand how hard it is to get your aged receivables or your trade accounts paid on time.
Yep.
And for any wholesale or service type business, it's almost impossible to run a business without offering trade accounts.
Mm, yep.
30 days as such. The vast majority of the time it's fine and people pay on time. But then there's the 60% that don't.
Yeah, so 30 days.
And the bigger the business, the slower they pay, in my experience.
Yeah, exactly. So we've got a lot of experience within our business of systemising that process and being better at collecting it.
Yeah.
The squeaky wheel always gets the oil first.
Yeah.
And if you run a system to do your collections, you'll always get paid first.
Yeah.
So, but we understand we have a lot of people coming to us wanting cash flow finance.
Yep.
When we analyse their business, they're after 50 grand to get them through the next month. That's only because they haven't been paid for the stuff that they've already sold.
Because they've got 60 days worth of invoices out for 100 grand. You're like, well,
that's right.
Actually, it would be better if you just got that paid, wouldn't it?
Exactly. So we're trying to turn it all upside down.
Yep.
And so, well, if we give you 95% of your cash flow up front, and then we do all your collections. Not only will you save, maybe one day a week in admin and chasing accounts, but you've got a professional team chasing your accounts.
Who do that for a living?
Managing the people who you should give accounts to.
Yeah, yeah.
And making sure that that's a legal document. Because at the end of the day, you're lending someone money.
Yeah.
And that's what we do for a living.
Yeah.
We don't.
And that's good. You do a job, and then rather than be up a couple of hours a week having to get on the phone trying to chase people who, you know, checks in the mail or, yeah, we've sent that and now you gave us the wrong bank account number. And,
it's hard when you're attached to the work as well. I've always found that doing the job's one thing, asking to get paid is just this whole other, like, well, for me anyway, awkward social moment. It's like,
We were really good at, partnering with our vendor partners to ensure they've got systems and processes in place to make sure that their invoices are correct.
Yeah.
And it's something that you will get paid for the work that you do. And then we systematically go through a process to make sure that it's paid on time. And of course, there's always going to be late payers, but we absorb all that risk.
Yeah. So there is certainly some risk there in terms of, well, I mean, people don't pay invoices sometimes, basically. I mean, you can chase them all you like, but you're still kind of at the whim of
That's right, and when we look right into most businesses, how they expect or what they think they're going to get paid on is a single piece of paper that's got net 7 days.
Yeah, yeah. And the generosity of the bill payer, basically.
And nothing else. Whereas, you know, we wrap it up in a full legal contract.
Yeah, yeah.
And we ensure that both parties understand. At the end of the day, we remove all the risk from the vendor or the seller. So we're going to absorb that risk.
Yep.
We calculate the people that we give the accounts to. And end of the day, we can't give accounts to everybody. But the ones that we don't want to give a trade account to, we work with their vendor and say, look, end of the day, we're not going to deal with that person. Neither should you. Yep. They're a cash account.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
Yep. And
so you can use your experience to sort of say, look, these people are a bit riskier.
Yep.
So this is how we recommend you deal with them. So
we've 100% systemised our process. An online application, it pretty much automatically qualifies the person as to whether we should deal with them or not.
Yeah. Okay, so you're qualifying the bill payer.
Yep, the purchaser.
The same way you would with someone who's applying for a loan.
Similar.
Yeah, right.
Yep. Different. It's a different style of person. There's not quite as many hoops to jump through.
Sure.
But it's a one-time process and we might approve this person up to 50 grand.
Yeah.
And they can just revolve over. It's like a line of credit.
Yeah. Whereas as the business owner selling the service or product, I guess you probably could put people through a credit check, but...
Yeah, look, there's different ways people can do it, but if any business owner looks at it in all honesty and says, well, how did I bring those trade accounts on? Generally, it might be a 3 or 4 page paper form that they've signed. The director probably didn't sign it. And they've got it. They probably didn't even check the references.
Mm-hmm.
And they put it into rubber stamp,
30
days.
Yeah.
And that's where the problem starts. So we've got a professional system that's systematically goes through that process.
So you would, I imagine, get two types of businesses. One are the people that have already given the credit.
Yep.
And then people are coming in going, who should we give credit to?
Exactly. So with our current offering is anyone with current aged receivables, whether they be 30, 60 or 90 days, we'll assess their whole aged receivables list for free.
Yeah.
And we'll take on as many of those as we can.
Yeah.
And pay the business up to whatever it's worth for each of those. And then take on all the new business from them.
Yeah.
And just to eliminate all the risk, so end of the day, the business only ever has to worry about getting paid from us or cash. Cash card or funder.
Yeah.
So it's much safer or better, I guess, if you're there when the invoice is being generated. Like, if they've sent out their very basic invoice and it's not got any kind of terms and conditions around it, that makes it challenging to get paid, doesn't it?
It does. So any of our clients and approved purchasers, if they want to go and buy some bricks from Bob's Bricks, they ring us or get on our platform, generate a purchase order. If it's within their limit, they take the purchase order to Bob's Bricks. Bob's Bricks goes, oh, yep, that's no dramas. He invoices the client.
Yep.
They sign it and they send it to us.
Mm-hmm.
It's on an approved template that, that we've done.
Yep.
And we seamlessly integrate with the vendor through Xero and MyOb to ensure that the systems are right for them to track.
So if that person, say they might go to Bob's Bricks, if they went somewhere else, they could say, look, we're approved up to this amount with funder, put the vendor in touch with you, and then they could use that line of credit elsewhere?
Yeah, definitely they could recommend other vendors, and we would encourage everyone to recommend as many vendors as they could.
Yeah.
But they can't use that particular facility at another shop.
It's like they've got one overdraft with that one provider.
Yeah. So
I suppose it's like having a credit reference though, isn't it?
It is.
Like saying, look, we're approved with these guys, this is what they do, maybe you should talk to them as well if you've got cash flow.
So for any of our approved trade account holders, they're basically they're instantly approved for another 30-day cash flow account as well, which they cannot use. It's up to them.
Yeah.
And that would be for the stuff where they want to buy something from Terry's Tiles, but they very rarely use tiles, so it's a once-off purchase. So we support them in that that way.
It sounds like you write a kid's book, you know, Bob's Bricks, Terry's Tiles.
Yeah,
Is it builders that are mainly interested in this kind of product?
No, look, it's food wholesalers, industrial suppliers, basically anyone that you can think of that runs a trade account.
Yeah, right.
You know, could be coffee bean wholesaler, could be website developers, could be accountants.
Yeah.
We haven't identified any niche that it doesn't work in.
Yeah. Do you get pushback, or like people who are kind of negative to it in some way, or
because
they're not dealing directly with the vendor?
Yeah, well,
in some regard.
It's very seamless in how it's done. We're introduced from the vendor all the way through. So basically, it's no different to what you'd do now. If you were going to onboard a new purchaser, you'd say, "Here's my paper form, fill it out, and come back to us." But instead of their paper form, it's our paper form, or head to this link, which they email off to their purchasing department. So here you go, this is how you're going to get a trade account with us.
Yeah.
And essentially it's no different. So, and then there's some great benefits for the purchaser too. So they've got online account management, you know, access to their statements and their credit limit online. So it's really easy for them to manage. Right down to ways that we can make it for the purchaser where they will never pay a fee.
Yeah.
You know, via direct debit or various other payment methods and reminders. So we tried to work both sides to make
it. Is it going to be over a certain threshold, like cost? Like you're not going to do it for like a $100 invoice or something?
No. So they're aggregated over the month.
Okay.
So it could be a stationary supplier.
Yeah.
Where you go and buy some pads 1 week, some pencils the week after, and a sharpener the week after, and that monthly account would come up to $500.
So
we would generally, the trade account would be approved up to say $5,000 would be our minimum approval, right up to $100,000.
Yeah, excellent. So you said like for accounts, what's some of the other marketing you're going to do for this? Like you've been in our Beach Business Breakfast newsletter, and I've seen it on like Funder page on Facebook. And
So
what are some of the other things you're going to do?
We're really just rolling this out now, just as we build all our businesses through word of mouth and referral. And we're going to start to step that up now with some more online marketing.
Yeah.
We've got some new advertising collateral coming out, which basically will be distributed through accountants and our vendor partners.
Yeah.